Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
I'm Dr. Brad Dick, chiropractor. Chronic low back pain has no single cause. The way you sit, stand, or move can make matters worse. Learn to identify and break bad habits which may lead to chronic pain. I am a specialist in relieving pain and improving your body's physical function. Spinal adjustments help a joint recover its range of motion and relieve pain. Call Brad Dick Chiropractic at 238-6004, located at 1020 17th Street, across from Blake's True Value Hardware.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
Local news.
Good morning and welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, November 7th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Man sentenced to 14 years to life in prison for DUI incident resulting in injuries. Lawsuit against Atascadero Unified School District alleges Brown Act violations. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, board certified. 24-hour emergency service when you need it. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. 48-year-old Ryan James Johnson has been sentenced to serve 14 years plus 25 years to life in state prison. Johnson was convicted by a jury of felony driving under the influence, causing great bodily harm, hit and run, and reckless driving earlier this year. Johnson was driving northbound on the southbound lanes of the 101 in San Luis Obispo back in 2023, while under the influence of methamphetamine and marijuana. He crashed into multiple vehicles, causing injuries. Johnson also has a significant prior criminal history, according to the DA's office. This includes residential burglary, conspiracy to commit robbery, and two counts of robbery involving multiple victims. The DA's office says the life sentence holds Ryan Johnson fully accountable for his violent actions and sends a strong message that repeat offenders who endanger citizens will be prosecuted and sentenced to the fullest extent of the law. The County Clerk Recorder's Office released its first estimated unprocessed ballots report yesterday afternoon. The total number of unprocessed ballots, including those tabulated, on election night is about 81,000 ballots in San Luis Obispo County. The total number of unprocessed ballots the Clerk Recorder's Office must still tabulate is just under 40,000. The next results for San Luis Obispo County are expected to be released today by 5 p.m. The only item on the ballot this special election, Proposition 50, has been passed statewide. As of election night, San Luis Obispo County voted 56.22% in favor and 43.78% against. Lawsuit filed against Atascadero Unified School District alleges Brown Act violations. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. A San Luis Obispo County resident has filed a lawsuit against the Atascadero Unified School District with issues pertaining to the Carissa Plains Elementary School. The lawsuit was filed by Santa Margarita resident Gregory Nelson. The Atascadero School District previously transitioned the school from K-8 to a K-5 site. Residents in the area say the lengthy bus commutes to and from school by 6th to 8th grade students is burdensome, with some families saying students can spend as long as 4 hours on the bus throughout the day. Nelson's lawsuit asks for the decision to transfer 6th to 8th grade students to Atascadero schools to be voided. Nelson's lawsuit also alleges Brown Act violations from the school board dating back to 2008. It also alleges that forcing students in the commute to Atascadero is a violation of their equal education opportunity and child welfare rights. The next hearing for this case is scheduled for December 16th. The Paso Robles School Board will be conducting a special meeting this Saturday, November 8th at 9 a.m. in the district boardroom. The special meeting's one agenda item is a workshop to discuss the strategic plan. Staff will present the proposed action plans developed in alignment with the overarching strategic plan previously approved by the board. Each action plan will outline targeted objectives, key initiatives, implementation timelines, and performance indicators. As this is a special meeting, public comments are only allowed for the agendized item. There will be no online broadcast for this meeting. The 41st annual Thanksgiving dinner for Paso Robles will be returning Thursday, November 27th at Centennial Park.
Thanksgiving is a family holiday, and there's some people that don't have family in town or need to be with other people, and we invite them to come and volunteer with us or just come and share a meal with us.
That's David Cudia, chairman of the steering committee for Paso Robles, inviting anyone to Centennial Park to enjoy a free Thanksgiving meal.
We serve it restaurant style. A waiter comes and takes the order, and you have a choice of turkey, ham, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, stuffing, and pie, and cranberry sauce. We invite anybody who has a financial or social need to be with people on Thanksgiving Day.
Delivery options are also available for those not wanting to dine in or who are unable to. About 80 volunteers are still needed for the event, and cash donations to help fund the meals are always accepted. You can go to thanksgivingforpasrobles.com to make a request for delivery, sign up to volunteer, or to make a cash donation. In sports for the NFL, the Broncos beat the Raiders yesterday 10-7. In the NBA, the Suns beat the Clippers 115-102. Tonight, the Kings will face the Thunder, the Warriors will go against the Nuggets, the Bucks will face the Bulls, the Mavericks will go against the Grizzlies, the Pistons will face the Nets. In high school football, tonight is game one of the CIF playoffs. The Bearcats will take on Kennedy from Delano, Atascadero travels to Napomo, Mission Prep will travel to Schaefer, and Templeton Eagles have the bye. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. Hundreds of flights already impacted across the country by 4% reductions in air traffic at several major California airports and dozens of others around the country. Those reductions could reach 10% by next week. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says it's about safety and the government shutdown-related staff shortages.
We were seeing increased pressure in these 40 markets, and we looked at the data. This was data-driven. And so taking 10% of the flights out will reduce that pressure.
LAX, SFO, Ontario, Oakland, and San Diego airports all among those experiencing cutbacks in air traffic. Tributes from both sides of the political aisle to Nancy Pelosi. After the longtime representative announced Thursday she won't seek another term in the U.S. House, President Trump wasn't as complimentary.
I think she did the country a great service by retiring. I think she was a tremendous liability for the country.
Trump calling Pelosi an evil woman who cost the country a lot. Gas prices $4.69 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News. California Headline News. Fresno state officials announcing they will now notify the campus community of immigration enforcement activity if it's confirmed on university property. The alert system complies with the new California SAFE Act, which requires colleges to inform students and employees about such activity. Fresno state saying alerts will include the date, time, and general location, along with links to resources and support, and will be sent via email, website banner, and social media, emphasizing the university's commitment to supporting students. California News. I'm Jeff Scott.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. After several challenging years, California walnut growers were optimistic this fall as harvest met with more favorable market conditions. The industry entered the 2025-26 marketing year essentially sold out of supply, which growers expect will make it easier to sell this year's crop, projected to be 710,000 tons at higher prices. Strong export demand, a new domestic marketing push, and mild summer growing conditions that produced high-quality nuts have buoyed the industry. I think we're in a good position to be able to move a lot of the crop at a decent price, said Daniel Bays, who grows walnuts and other crops in Stanislaus County. Last year's small crop, with relatively good quality, primed the market where the buyers are looking at California for high-quality nuts. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s, north-northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, cloudy on Thursday and Friday with a 50 to 60% chance of showers. Mid-80s Sunday, low 80s Monday, upper 70s on Tuesday, upper 60s on Wednesday, mid-60s on Thursday, 62 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence at happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Hi, Lindsay from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at kjohns.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Chalk Mountain and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends, at Chalk Mountain Golf Course, now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wendy's sales declined in the recent quarter, and its profit was weaker than a year ago, though investors were expecting an even bigger slump. Restaurants, not just fast food companies, are seeing their customers making fewer trips and spending less. The government shutdown has prevented the release of the monthly employment report today. Economists say the September report might be released within days of the government reopening, but they're not sure an October report will be easy to produce. Expedia shares are up 12% following an upbeat quarter. The travel company says demand was strong in recent months for all income levels. Ford shares are down 1%. The Wall Street Journal says Ford has discussed scrapping the electric version of the F-150 pickup following disappointing demand. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, "Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice.
JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, which you can text that as well. 238-KPRL on your Friday edition here on The Right Choice.
Not much. How about you? I'm not sure why I called. I guess I really just wanted to talk to you.
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, Open Mic Friday. Darcy and Kenny will be in 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that. And also, not a heads up, but Diane will be back tomorrow morning on the Country Store. She won't be jogging in, but she'll be coming in, be able to sit in the studio. All right, Chris, you ready?
What am I being put on the spot for?
There's no on the spot for this.
All right.
How's your flight looking?
Well, I checked earlier when you first asked me, and no delays so far. It says it's on time.
Hmm. What time is your flight?
Out of San Luis Obispo, it's at just about 1 p.m.
Okay. Well, one of the things that with the reductions, and of course there's about 40 around the country so far, including 5 in California, and you know, it's not surprising that San Luis Obispo County is not expected to be on any list. However, you've got to think about, okay, where am I going to? That will have an impact on that. And even if you get there, with the ripple effect throughout the nation, this could be, take some extra money. You might want to bring a sleeping bag because you may be sleeping at the airport. Okay?
I hope not.
Me neither, because I've got one next Thursday. And I'll be going to Denver, then to Maryland. So the Denver one is the one that concerns me. Getting out of San Luis. Well, again,
what about the return trip too?
Well, I'm going to inform Chad that he may have to get some extra sleep if I can't make it back for the Monday. So we will see. And you know, anybody that's traveling. So again, as I said yesterday, mentally prepare yourself for this. It's going to be nice. Now, I've got a 24-hour window. Because I don't have to go to the before dinner on Friday and then the wedding on Saturday. So I at least have 24 hours to maybe, you know, if things are disrupted. But for those of you that are, you know, you got a lot more timely, again, prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves. So it's going to be hectic. Going to be hectic. And also, prepare yourself. Not only don't be disappointed, but I would imagine there's going to be quite a few news stories of people going berserk. People have been going berserk on the airlines for quite a few years now, and this is only going to enhance it. So calm down. Calm down. We will see. By the way, Chris, good luck.
Well, thank you.
Because you have an extra day, too, to get back, don't you? Where you wouldn't be interrupted. Whereas, you know, me, because I'm coming back on Sunday, and I have to be back at work on Monday. So you have, I think, an extra day, don't you?
I'm heading back on Tuesday. And I should hopefully be here Wednesday morning.
Well, talk to Chad. Chad could end up doing the show by himself next week.
I sure hope not, for his sake.
Well, in my own way, I'd kind of like to see him go through it, just for the heck of it. It's because it's Chad, and I like messing with him.
Right.
So, and he likes messing with me, too. So, all right, well, knock on wood, but there's going to be some interruptions. So, all righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I received this information, although not officially confirmed, but here is something that I'm sure many of you would like to know, and this has to do with the Prop 50 vote. And as of last night, it looks like only 50% of Republicans voted in this county. 50%. Yeah, make sure you put your American flag up. Why don't you do that? Make sure you put your American flag up and tell me you're a patriot. Of course, I'm being facetious. That's disgraceful, if that is accurate. And as I didn't get to early yesterday, but I did get to in the 8 o'clock hour, and I threw this question out. Do people knowingly or willingly vote for their quality of life to deteriorate? Or is it just ignorance, feelings, or anything else on why you do that? You continue to vote in people who raise your taxes, and then we complain, or you complain, about the cost of living and how much you're being taxed and how much with the regulations and so forth and so on. So do you do that deliberately? You vote in people who make it easier for criminals to get by. Don't you realize that there are consequences when we have people like that on the street? I guess you can say Prop 47 was a prime example because people didn't do their due diligence and read the devil's in the detail. You read the headline. And then, after the fact, you start complaining. So, are we that naive? Are we that dumb? Are we that lazy? Or a combination of the above? Always like that topic of conversation because it's interesting because it has, we mentioned before, Prop 50 vote. Every single election has an impact on your life, such as school boards as well. There is an op-ed piece that was sent to me of a couple of school board members. That would be Kogan and Joel Peterson. They are the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District Board of Trustees. And they don't like what one of their colleagues is saying. I don't think that they mention his name. We know who it is. It's Kenny Annie. And they're talking about this issue with the girls' bathroom or whatever issue it is. And this is, they're saying he's misleading the public and so forth and so on. You can decide for yourself. What I get a kick out of with this, they keep bringing up the taxpayers. Because Kenny, and you've heard him on Fridays, encouraging advocates of this national bay to directly sue the school districts. Okay, these parents with these kids and so forth, you've heard the story. But again, the two here, they mention the taxpayers and the amount of money and that the money is for the students. Well, supposedly it is, but isn't it 85% of the money goes into the school district, goes to the salaries? And then this is, in some cases, I think at least one member here, you have given a $250,000 taxpayer check to Chris Williams. Your school district is in the hole to the tune of, what, $4.9 million. You're asking for this, for the citizens of Paso Robles to give you $100 million more, at least. And you're talking to me about money? You've mismanaged money for 10, well, again, in some cases, one of the members, at least 10 years.
So this is a folly. This is a folly. And again, this has to do with the transgender, the girls' bathroom, and so forth. And apparently that the girls that don't like this, they can go to another stall or go to another bathroom or whatever place to change. This is the mentality. So I got to thinking, school boards have become pretty popular as far as the media and the news. Oh, one other thing regarding this. They're talking about Kenny Enney's social media. Well, you don't want to talk about social media comments from one of your coaches in reference to Charlie Kirk. That's off limits. Why is that? One can only guess why that is the case. So, all right, so school boards across the country have become very controversial. Not all, but, you know, they're in the news more, and there are several reasons for it. One is simply because they are broadcast. Well, a lot of them are broadcast. So people have easier access to them, not that they attend, but the word gets out. But what happened is that school boards, many have become political and cultural issue centers. In other words, the education isn't the main thing in many instances. It has become the push for the culture issues, not the education. And we see the results here in a couple of our school districts regarding the outcome, particularly in math and English. They're horrible. They're horrible. Oh, we'll get more money and make it better. You're giving money to the same coyotes. It doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Again, maybe you have some thoughts regarding that. Here this morning, here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Chris, this thing in, you said it's the Atascadero School District?
The Atascadero School District, yes. Lawsuit filed against them.
Okay, and this has to do with the transportation?
Sort of. It's part of the, it's not necessarily the transportation, it's just, you know, a part of it. It's mostly to do with the Brown Act violations and believing that the students' equal opportunity education rights, something like that, were violated due to the transfer to Atascadero schools from the Santa Margarita one. I forgot its name.
All right, and one of the complaints is that these kids are on these buses.
Those are complaints raised by parents in the school board meetings. I did not see it in the lawsuit, but I also didn't have time to read the whole thing.
Okay. Well, I remember when the issue of the transportation first came up, and again, I've been saying for years, I understand why school districts want to do that, because the kids are money. The kids are money, you know, butts in the seat is money. But I don't think that it's responsibility or should be the responsibility of the school districts to get people's kids to school. Simple as that. And if you make a decision to live in a rural area, well, should have thought about that. It's like the same people that complain about the access to emergency vehicles or anything, fire and stuff. You move out to the middle of nowhere and something unfortunate happens, and then you go, oh, well, you know, it took them so long. Well, you move there. When you move to certain areas, you got to think. You know, the what ifs, the possibilities, the inconveniences, the plus and minuses, that's your decision. But we've become a country where my decisions that I make and I end up don't liking them, or they're, you know, something happens, then I'm going to cry in front of whatever board and get it taken care of because I made a decision that wasn't good for me or didn't end up good for me. And the rest of us are supposed to pay it, which leads to the conversation, conversation from yesterday, the gentleman, just when we were going off the air, what should we really be paying taxes for? Now, given the choice, I know this isn't realistic, but if the government gave you a list of things you want to pay taxes for, I really wonder how many people would fill out it honestly. And again, I know it's not realistic, but trying to be realistic on looking at this, you know, fake list right now is, okay, fire, safety, infrastructure, you know, a few things, maybe five or six things overall that you would put as a priority that you don't mind paying taxes for. My guess is the list of things that we mind paying taxes for would be pretty huge. So given the charity of the American people, let's just say there's a list of 50 that you have no choice that your tax money is going to. I wonder of those 50, how many would be checked yes? My guess for many people, not even half, which except for the 50% of the Republicans who didn't vote in this county, because you have no say. You have no say. You've helped give your state away. Very good job. Very good job. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Also, here's something that's just being, it was just enacted. I did tease it maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And this is California law, Senate Bill 918. Now, this requires social media platforms like Facebook to staff a 24-hour hotline for law enforcement staff. And it demonstrates the increased use of people's social media posts against them in court. And combining that through people's social media accounts isn't just for criminal investigations. Insurance investigators do it all the time for civil cases as well. So that means if you file a claim for a car accident, workplace incident, or any other injury you suffer at someone else's hands, you can bet the other side's insurance company will be snooping through your social media for evidence to deny your claim, even your private post. And in California, it's all legal. It's all legal. So again, an example is a post of a photo showing you're happy to be out with your friends. They may use that to say you didn't suffer physical or emotional harm. Post a photo of a nice dinner out with somebody special. They could show that you didn't actually injure yourself, causing financial hardship. Now, insurance companies do actively monitor and use social media, including private content, to deny injury claims. And recent in California, the legislation strengthens law enforcement's access to such evidence. Even innocent posts can be twisted to challenge your claim. So, again, social media, pretty darn dangerous. All right, and you just have to understand that the new law meant with respect to law enforcement to access your public and private social media accounts. And as you should have been thinking before anyway, be extremely careful, or as it's not a saying I really like, get a life. Get a life would be the best thing to do. Like, for example, somebody sent these things on one of those neighborhood things. A kid was walking through our neighborhood around 8 a.m. with a green hoodie on. Oh boy. Chris, hoodies are pretty popular, aren't they?
I like them, as you could probably tell.
Yeah. So, it's not uncommon to see kids around 8 a.m. doing so because,
well, especially now, it's a little chilly.
Well, it's a little chilly, but also at 8 o'clock, they may be a little late for school. So hopefully the gentleman, that's what he was doing and had no intent to do any harm in the neighborhood. But that's it. All right, we're going to exit stage left here on the way. Local news headlines, Fox News update. We'll have a look at the world of sports from the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, world-famous peddler, and of course, today is Friday, and that means music trivia.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. 48-year-old Ryan James Johnson has been sentenced to serve 14 years plus 25 years to life in state prison. Johnson was convicted by a jury of felony driving under the influence, causing great bodily harm, hit and run, and reckless driving. He was driving northbound on the southbound 101 while under the influence of methamphetamine and marijuana and has a significant prior criminal history of robbery, according to the DA's office. The county clerk recorder's office released its first estimated unprocessed ballot report yesterday afternoon. The total number of processed ballots, including those tabulated on election night, is about 81,000 ballots. The report says the total number of unprocessed ballots they must still tabulate is just under 40,000. The next results are expected to be released today by 5 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 70s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Starting today, air traffic at 40 airports are going to be cut by 10% because of the ongoing government shutdown. National Air Traffic Controllers Association President Nick Daniels.
When there's an increase in risk in the system, which is air traffic controllers having to, you know, just be stressed out about putting gas on the car, in their cars, food on the table, not having childcare, these issues are going to mount. And as these issues continue to mount and this drags on, there's only one way to ensure its safety, and that's reduced capacity.
More than 1,000 flights canceled already. Learning more about the maintenance history of the UPS cargo plane that crashed and exploded in Louisville, leaving 13 people dead.
Weeks before a UPS cargo plane's fiery crash in Louisville, flight records show the 34-year-old jet was grounded for more than 6 weeks.
America's listening to Fox News.
Game chef John Ash calls bison meat utterly delectable. I'm Susanna Luthy Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch. Bison is an intensely healthy red meat, naturally low fat, high in iron and zinc. Bison is known to lower inflammation and reduce risk of some cancers. It's packed with vitamins and minerals that can boost your brain function, energy and immunity, and protect your DNA. This is meat you can't afford not to eat. Pre-order at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white. They also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
Well, hard to believe, but it's here once again. It's the 38th annual Coats for Kids Drive here in the North County, and with the Toy Bank of Greater Paso Robles. And the Day of Giving, it will be at the Paso Robles Event Center December 13th. Thanks to the Rotary Clubs in Paso Robles, Templeton, and Atascadero. And they need good, warm, new, or gentle used coats, jackets, sweaters, and sweatshirts for children and adults for the distribution date. And you can go to their website, that's coatsforkidsslocounty.org. And if you'd like to volunteer to help set up or distribution, you can contact Gail Kudlak. Her number is 805-570-4524. So you'll be hearing this quite a few times. And not only that, you'll be hearing Barbie Boots do the commercial as well. And by the way, we do have a box up front for the Toys for Tots and the Coats for Kids. It's right here in the main foyer of the station here at 32nd and Oak. So thank you. All right, just about 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and it's time for sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
The Denver Broncos picked up their seventh straight win on Thursday night with a home win against the Raiders 10-7. An ugly game in the Mile High City as both teams committed more accepted penalties then they actually got first downs. First time that's happened in a game since 1976. Denver will take the win. Winners of their last seven, their longest streak in a decade. They're now 8-2 on the season. Raiders fall to 2-7. Head coach Pete Carroll said after the game that quarterback Geno Smith suffered a thigh contusion in the loss, while offensive lineman Jackson Powers Johnson is expected to miss some time because of an ankle injury suffered on Thursday night in Denver. In college football, South Florida, a 55-23 victory over UTS. Bulls are 7-2 on the season. In the NBA, Suns got a 115-102 victory against the Clippers. Jalen Green, 29 points. Devin Booker chipped in 24. Third-ranked Florida routed North Florida 104-64.
And we have more football, or at least kind of football, coming up this Sunday, the 9th. And let's see here. Kicking off things will be the Patriots in Tampa. Again, that's at 9:30. And we have the TBA game. From there at the 1:30. So Compass Media hasn't let me know. But the late game will be the Steelers and the Chargers, all here on the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. All right, in just a moment, we'll have your extended weather forecast, world-famous pet alert, and, of course, this thing called trivia.
As you plan holiday parties, make it special this year at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Whether you're planning a company holiday party, a festive dinner with friends, or sparkling year-end celebration, Allegretto offers stunning views, inspired menus, and warm hospitality that make every gathering unforgettable. Let the team at Allegretto handle the details so you can raise a glass and enjoy the moment. Book your holiday party today, AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location, Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more, call Delta Liquid Energy 805-239-0616 or go online DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
North County weather.
At 8 minutes away from 7, brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, where they service, supply, rent, and they sell traffic control equipment. They're located in Atascadero. All right, sunny today, highs in the upper 70s and a few passing clouds. Overnight lows in the upper 40s, clouds in the sunshine, some of those clouds hanging around, but turning out mostly sunny. Again, upper 70s on your Saturday. Sunday will warm up to the mid-80s and then low 80s on Monday. Tuesday, upper 70s with some clouds. Upper 60s Wednesday. Then it gets interesting next Thursday and Friday, about a 50% chance of rain with highs in the low to mid-60s. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down we go. 6:32 a.m., 5:03 p.m., we are at 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety. Simply go online. They are family-owned and operated. AvilaTraffic.com. Okay, here we go with the world-famous pet alert.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World-famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your new San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry training team. AtascaderoGunShop.com. Checking in to see what critters may be out there in the highways and byways. Get them home safe and sound. Once again, that time of the year, their deer are running all over the place and almost hit Porky Pig this morning, a big old brown thing.
I found 6 deer in the street while I was walking here.
Six.
Does
or bucks?
I counted them.
Does or bucks?
They looked like does. I didn't see any horns.
Did they run off or they just look at you?
We were going in the opposite direction. They were walking at first and they started to run away once they got closer.
Can you hear the clippity clop?
Yes, I can.
All right.
It's a little spooky in the night, honestly.
Well, did they have hoodies on?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, if you lose one or find one, winged or webbed, two-footed or more, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Easy in, easy out. Simply visit AtascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, got a scoot, or not scoot, but hustle at least. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and out there, out yonder at the One Niner Diner, you're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday. I play a little bit of a tease of a song. You call in, give me the name of the artiste or the name of the song if you think you know it, or if you get close, I will decide. And every once in a while, with some help from Chris, he could be the judge once in a while. Okay, let's see here. And these are key. Do not answer a question with a question and watch your inflection so it doesn't sound like you're asking a question. Yes, Mrs. King. That's what we learned when I was in first grade. All right, here we go. Here's the tease. Somebody's calling in, and I don't think that's going to work because the song hasn't started there. Yeah. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. This was a biggin. This was a biggin. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. As a matter of fact, this song reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in November of 1964, and it was the band's highest charting single. And they had quite a few. They were a good group. Their lead singer, or the second one anyway, had a magnificent voice. A magnificent voice. Once again, I'll play a little bit more of it. See if you can figure out when you hear the voice that may do. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. It was also a cover version, not a very good one, I didn't think, although it reached number four on the Hot Country singles from a Johnny Duncan and Janie Fricke, which Johnny Duncan was good, but I, anyway. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Jay and the Americans.
Yes, Jay and the Americans, come a little bit closer. Yes, indeed, sir. May I have your name?
Yes, Daryl James.
All right, Daryl, I have you down as a qualifier, and enjoy the song and enjoy your weekend.
All right, thank you, too.
You're welcome. November of 64. Yeah.
In a little cafe just the other side of the border, he was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Batman Jose. And I knew, yes I knew, I should leave. Then I heard her say, yeah, a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong.
3 back in November of 1964 for Jay and the Americans. Again, it was their highest charting single of all time. The fabulous team of Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart wrote it, along with Wes Farrell, who wrote a ton of things, too. Boyce and Hart wrote a lot of things for the Monkees. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Free estimate, call 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.